Hello, my audio boo friends. It's Stefano. It is Tuesday, October 16th, 2012. Just taking a break this morning. It's 8:30. Just catching up on the news. I'm going to do my October 16, episode 16. I'm not even sure what it's... I wrote the roadmap for this week, and I don't even remember what I put for the second day. Isn't that kind of funny? But what I did want to talk about is a few things that have been going on in the news here in Canada. This morning I heard about an Air Canada commercial jet that was diverted to go and check and look for a stranded boat off the coast of Australia, off the eastern coast of Australia in the Tasman Sea. And they asked the pilots to drop down to about 3,000 feet to have a look out the window to see if they could spot this vessel in distress. And sure enough, they did, and they found they saw the man standing on the ship, on the small boat, actually. It wasn't a ship. It was a small boat, a fishing boat. And they were able to signal back with direction and location. And the Australian authorities, port authorities, I guess, sent out a rescue ship. And as I'm leaving this audio boo, it's 8:30, the man should be picked up, and then his 10-hour trip back to shore will begin. It seems the seas are very, very choppy, and it's going to be a difficult rescue effort. But I want to applaud everybody on that flight, not only the pilots, who obviously had a first-hand in going out there and diverting the jet and flying as low as they did for a commercial jet. That's pretty scary. It's not something that's taken lightly, but they decided to do it, and I applaud everybody on board. You know, I'm sure there were some frustrated people wondering what the heck is going on, but I'm sure when they found out what it was all about and why, and I'm sure the pilot probably explained it to them even before they started their descent and they diverted the jet from its regular course. So that was very interesting. Second thing is there's a commission going on right now, an investigation in Montreal on allegations of corruption within the construction industry here in Quebec. And for those of you who've listened to my audio booze know that my father was involved indirectly with the construction industry. He was an accountant by trade, but he worked with a few people that were sort of in the know of the construction industry. And I've known since I was a teenager that there's been corruption, and yet everybody around seems to act like this is all a big surprise. Now, there's this fellow who right now I'm at a loss to remember his name. Oh, well. He's only been in the news for the last 3 weeks. Zampini. There we go. And he's a construction boss. He owns a big construction company. And he's at the commission naming names. But it's ridiculous at this point. He's named just about everybody. The mayor of another city near Montreal called Laval. He's got everybody. I'm sure at one point he's going to start naming the Pope and Mother Teresa and Gandhi as being involved in this corruption inquiry. At this point, I don't even believe him anymore. I think he's just there to cause a diversion and get the truth away from where it's supposed to be. Because a lot of the people that he's naming are so high profile that, and there's no actual proof. So it's almost like, Chicken Little calling for the sky, falling, and nobody's going to listen to him. Or the boy who cried wolf. It's like, oh no, he did it, and he did it, and he did it, but there's no proof. So in the end, all he's doing is causing a diversion. And those people that are really involved with the corruption, I mean, these people might be involved in the corruption, But those that are even more heavily involved in the corruption are probably getting, they're stalling for time. So they're getting a chance to hide evidence or whatever it may be. This is just my thinking about it. I don't know how, there is honor among thieves. So how do you put a supposed leader of a huge construction company that may or may not have been himself involved in some of this corruption up on the stand talking about all these alleged other people? I don't know. It's just, it's a little bit, it's a little bit out there. I don't know what to believe. So the last thing I wanted to talk about is the NHL strike. I don't know if many of you in the UK or in Europe know what the NHL is. The NHL stands for the National Hockey League. It is the league that takes care of professional hockey here in North America. Right now, there is a lockout of the players because of salary disputes. It's not even salary. It is profit disputes. Every year during the hockey season, billions of dollars of profit are made through advertising, through selling of merchandise, through selling of tickets and sponsorships and everything else that goes with it. That is a huge pool of money. It's in billions. And so what they're trying to do is the players want a bigger cut of that, and the owners don't want to give them that cut, and they're negotiating right now with the Players Association. So there's no hockey. They've been locked out. And a lot of my friends who enjoy hockey are really frustrated. And not too long ago at work, one or two of them asked me what I thought of it. And I looked at them, and it's funny because somebody else chimed in and said, "You better not ask that question. You're going to get Stefano started." And the fellows that had asked me, they kind of turned to him and said, "What do you mean?" He says, "Oh, you'll see." And sure enough, I mean, I downplayed it a bit. I didn't go over the top, but I really don't care. To me, they're paid way too much. And some of these hockey players who are bench warmers get paid $3 and $4 million a year for warming up a bench. Let's just face it. It's to kick around, to push around a little rubber puck into a net. I'm sorry. I know it's akin to the gladiators of Roman times. This is what it is. This is what hockey is. Hockey is there to sell beer, advertisement, cars. That's all. That's all it's there for. And literally, a lot of these fans are being pulled around by the nose. And I know there's a lot of people in the UK that have all sorts of allegiance to their soccer teams. And I don't want to take anything away from that. But the truth is that that's all the Romans used the gladiator games to form a community so that they could keep everybody in check. They didn't want people starting to rally together against the Roman Empire. And so, I mean, that's the same thing with hockey. Keep them entertained, keep them quiet, tax them to the hilt. And, you know, you can do all sorts of things to the population as long as you keep them happy. And in fact, right now, there is a bit of an uprising. Because there's no hockey, people are actually turning to politics in Quebec and looking at what's going on and asking themselves, hey, you know, what is all this? Why are you raising taxes? And the PQ government, the Parti Québécois, has had to backtrack on a lot of things that they promised they would do during the elections, such as raise taxes for certain things. And they're not. They're backtracking, which many people would say, well, aren't you happy that you're going to be paying less taxes? Not really, because the taxes they were going to impose are on the very wealthy, and they were hopefully going to offset some of the costs that right now can't be spent, or some of the monies that can't be spent because they don't have them. So it's a real mess. Anyway, so it's October 16th. I thought I'd share some of the stuff that's going on in the news around my place. Hope you're having a good day. Bye, y'all.